With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
We're all hoping to hear from the governor any day as to where Nevada and Las Vegas in particular stands regarding a reopening of our society, a reopening of our restaurants, casinos, entertainment venues, our so-called non-essential businesses. While we're hoping it will be sooner than later, most people realize that a reopening is not going to be immediate. It won't be overnight, and so we await the governor's revelation. In the meantime, let's take a look at what a reopening will more than likely look like. Restaurants will not open to full capacity. Regardless of the size of the restaurants, people will be seated with 6 feet or more between tables. Menus might be encased in plastic so they can easily be wiped down, or they may come in paper form, allowing for one use and then being thrown away. Servers will more than likely be required to wear masks. Smaller restaurants will have a more difficult time seating people to make the effort worth it. Movie theaters and other entertainment venues probably won't be opening right away, and when they do, you can expect seating to be at half capacity or less. It's also uncertain if the initial reopening order will allow casinos to get back to business. All casinos have been planning to do whatever they might have to do to welcome people back while keeping the customers as safe as possible. No doubt, smaller casinos have been working on various plans to address the needs of their guests and are looking forward to opening their doors. Larger hotel resort casinos will have greater challenges. It's being reported that clear acrylic shields have been made to fit the various games and serve as a divider separating the players and the dealers. Gaming tables won't be a crowded experience. Depending on the size of the table, most casinos will only allow 3 or 4 players per table. Expect all dealers to wear masks. Gaming machines will reflect social or physical distancing. Every other machine will be removed, allowing for more distance between players. Other layouts will be arranged to promote the necessary distancing. Now, some, if not all, resort hotels and casinos will have thermal cameras installed at every point to check temperatures of both staff and guests. Register too high and you won't be admitted. If hotel guests are confirmed to have coronavirus, their rooms will be removed from service and will undergo a thorough cleaning and not return to service until it's deemed to be safe for the next guest. The Venetian laid out additional efforts they plan to take upon reopening. Guests will be welcome to wear face masks and gloves, but they'll be prohibited from wearing masks that hide the entire face. Every hotel suite will include a personal care kit with hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, latex gloves, and a personal face mask. Guests and staff will be required to stand at least 6 feet apart while in queues, elevators, or moving through the resort. A very limited number of people will be allowed in the elevators. And forget about self-serve buffets. They've all been suspended. So that is just a taste of what we can expect as the entertainment capital of the world begins to reopen. What you can also expect is that even when the governor gives the go-ahead to reopen, not all people are going to rush out. Some will, but many people will be hesitant and will slowly inch out of their homes. So if you're one of the people who can't wait to get out and about, chances are you won't be faced with large crowds no matter where you may go. The majority of people in Nevada, and especially Las Vegas, are on pins and needles just itching to get out. The sooner the better for our economy and for our mental health. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.